2012 Lou Platt Conference Tournament. High school wrestling on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
So we are still scoreless as they are working in the center of the ring. Westcote took a shot, but they came off the mat over there as Linusky was able to counter. Now Derek is out here on the mat, and he has been taken down with 30 seconds to go in the first period. Westcote has a 2-0 lead in the 1-19 final.
You know, Westcote's doing a nice job here controlling things. Westcote's got both legs in, got him flat on the mat. He's not going to get him turned here before the end of the period, but he's punishing him pretty well.
The Lou Platt's elite wrestlers look to bring home the gold at today's conference meet. In the team race, defending champion Wood River will be hard pressured to repeat as Adams Central looks to recapture the title. All the exciting action is moments away as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues next. But first, it's time for the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hits sports director Doug Duda and Larry Baker live from Donovan Trumbull High School right after this from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Wrestling tournament, and as it always goes with wrestling, you just never know, and we're going to start pretty early here this year. We're about 10 to 15 minutes away from our matches and the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you by Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Larry Baker will be joining me here in just moments as we get ready to cover the championships and the consolations. And right off the bat, let's let you know where we're sitting. One of the few times where the team race over the last 10 to 15 years is still up in the air. I can only really remember that this would maybe be the third time, maybe the fourth time going into the finals where the champion is still to be determined. We have a one-point differential between first and second. And as we read these scores off, the story of this year's tournament, injuries. Numerous kids that won this tournament or placed in this tournament last year or are ranked in the state of Nebraska, not even wrestling today for a variety of injuries, concussions, wrists, fingers, everything you can imagine in high school wrestling, some out for the year, some hopefully back for districts, some back next week. But you hate to have kids out at conference because it's only a couple of weeks until we strap it up in the district meets across the state. In 10th place is Centura with 27. In 9th place is Loup City with 30. In 8th place is Ravenna with 31, and they're one of the teams hardest hit. Many people thought that they could vie for the title here today, but two kids that would have probably been number one seeds are out today, and we'll get more to that in a minute. Then they have 31. Then you make a big jump to 74 points. That's where St. Paul is in 7th. Kearney Catholic is 6th with 78. 5th is Gibbon with 80.5 points. 4th is Wood River with 84.5. 3rd is Donovan Trumbull, our host school, with 86. 2nd is Adams Central, the favorite coming in. They're also very banged up. State champion Christian Berry, concussion at High Plains, not here. So they would be in the lead had it not been for that. Adams Central 2nd with 111 points, and Ord is leading it with 112 points. So 1 point differential between Ord and Adams Central. We'll take a look at who's in the finals and talk about what's happened so far today right after this on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
stop in to Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Let them help you show your school spirit or get your business name out there this year. Moonlight has it all, from t-shirts, ball caps, polo shirts, and much more. They can screen print it or embroider it. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print can also keep your whole school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Off Central Avenue in Kearney, open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Everything looks better by moonlight.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. From Donovan Trumbull, this is the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Championships. Doug Duda joined by Larry Baker, who works with the Loup City Wrestlers as an assistant coach. And Coach, I was just telling the folks out there, the story of this year's meet, twofold. One, for a very rare time here in the last 15 years, the team race is still up for grabs going into the finals. And the reason that probably is because of all the injuries by a variety of teams. And not just one kid. Kearney Catholic's got four or five out. Ravenna's got two kids that might be wrestling in the finals that are out, in Rathy Hoffman, who had won this last year, and Michael Steele. You've got to Adams Central with three or four kids out, including Christian Berry, who didn't win this last year because he went up against the Wood River kid, but did win Class B State, and they've got some folks out, or kind of fairly healthy, and they might take advantage of that and win this whole thing.
Yeah, you know, coming into the thing, I actually thought Kearney Catholic maybe had a chance to win this thing. Everybody's really beat up right now, and the tournament's not—it's just not as deep of a tournament as it's been. You know, like you said, the team race—you know how it sits for the last 15 years. This tournament is as down as it's been in 15 years. Still some tremendous individuals, and there will be some great finals matches. But normally we have multiple state qualifiers wrestling to get in for a medal. We didn't see that today, but everybody is awful beat up right now.
Another kid that gets in there is Riley Northrup, who had to draw into the bracket, and he has made it to the finals at 120 pounds. Any surprises today that you have seen? I know there's a couple out there.
Yeah, Riley Northrup has actually looked really good. Beats Ackley from Ravenna in the first round, a state qualifier, takes on the Adams Central kid, beats him in the semis. He looks really tough today. Quentin Morvichka from St. Paul, I think he's 7-14 or 7-12, and his record's very misleading. He's in the championship finals at 152 pounds. He was at 160 pounds before Christmas. The descent plan wouldn't let him down, so he's kind of too small for the weight, takes some losses. But his losses are to all state medalists, state-rated type opponents. So Quentin Morquichka is probably the biggest surprise in that he's wrestled really well. Maybe somebody that didn't know, looked at his record, didn't think he was very good, when in fact he's a tremendous wrestler. He's just wrestled real good competition.
And you know, another thing here today, you're used to seeing a Wood River and Adams Central, whoever the favorite is, they had 6, 7, 8, 9 kids in the finals. That's not the case. Loup City has somebody in the finals. Centura, I can't remember the last time they had somebody in the finals. Ravenna, Gibbon, Adams Central, Ord. I believe every school has somebody in the finals, and that's probably never happened.
And that actually is nice to see. You know, you say Centura. You know, they've got a new coach over there. He's doing a tremendous job. He's got a lot of kids out right now, and things are positive there and looking up. And as you look, things are a little more spread out. Like you said, normally it's in past years maybe a Wood River-Adams Central duel in the finals, and that's not the case here.
We're going to take a break here and take a look at more of the kids that are ready to head into the conference finals here with our coverage of the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. We'll be back after this.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker back with you here at Donovan Trumbull High School. We say a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school wrestling here this afternoon. An early start to our Lou Platt Conference Finals brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. As we said, everybody has somebody in the finals. Ord leads the way with 5. Gibbon and St. Paul have 4. 3 for Adams Central, Donovan Trumbull, Wood River, Kearney Catholic, and then 1 each for Ravenna, Loup City, and Centura. Let's take a look now at our starting lineups, or the ones that are in the finalists. They will wrestle championships and third and fourth place matches on 3 mats here this afternoon. Our championship lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and take the time to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank, truly cares about what's in it for you. At 106 pounds, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic will be taking on Taylor Erpelding of Wood River. They were the top 2 seeds. At 113, and Rodriguez beat Erpelding last week with a 3rd-period pin. At 113, Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull will take on Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central. Gilliland beat Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic in the semifinals. Gilliland was the 3rd seed. This will be their first match. At 120 pounds, Jordan Westcoat, he is the man here today, and he is going to be taking on Riley Northrup of St. Paul. And Northrup drew in, pulled off a couple of upsets here today to get into the finals. Westcoat defeated him in a close match earlier this year. At 126, Alex Hester of Wood River will take on Dalton Smith of Gibbon. They have split their 2 matches so far this year. Smith of Gibbon was the number 3 seed. At 132 pounds, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon will take on Derek Linusky of Adams Central, the top 2 seeds. That could be one of the matches of the day, their first meeting of the year. At 138, Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull will take on Jeff Foth of Ord. That should be a good matchup there. Heath gets healthy. He's going to be rated. Foth is rated at 138. They were the top 2 seeds. At 145, Austin Starkey of St. Paul. He's been in the winner's circle a few times. He'll take on Cody Gilliland of Adams Central. Gilliland beat C.J. Cosgriff as in the semis. He was the 3rd seed, and he pinned him in 22 seconds, and he will take on the top seed in Austin Starkey. At 152, Quentin Marvick, as we said, he drew in. He was not seeded, and he gets into the finals. He'll take on Dusty Staub of Ord, who was the 2nd seed. Staub beat him earlier this year. At 160 pounds, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic, the top seed, will take on Jacob Eckel of Gibbon. He was the 3rd seed. Conley has beaten Eckel once this year. At 170, Johnny Ferentz of Ord against Jacob Denke of Kearney Catholic. They are the top 2 seeds in the weight bracket. Ferentz beat him earlier this year. At 182, the number 1 kid, according to Husker Matt and the Wrestling Coaches Association, maybe not, yeah, the Husker Matt as well, Ethan Shambach of Ravenna, will have his first match against Adrian Banuelos of Gibbon. Banuelos was the 3rd seed here today. At 195 pounds, the top 2 seeds made it through. Chris Swoboda of St. Paul, Max Lawrence of Donovan Trumbull. This will be their first meeting of the year. At 220, state-rated Devin Kronk of Ord will take on Trey Porter of Centura. Porter into the finals, first Centura finalist in a number of years, and this will be their first meeting, also the first meeting of the heavyweights. Clayton Lang of Ord, state-rated, takes on Kirby Mendick of Loup City. And those are your finalists. Let's take a look at the 3rd and 4th place, folks. Wrestling for the consolations, we'll do it right after this on Classic Hits.
From checking and savings accounts to personal loans and 24-hour access to your funds, Five Points Bank personal banking solutions are simply better. To stay ahead in your business, you keep abreast of new technology. So does Five Points Bank. We'll help you stay one step ahead. Our experienced investment and trust advisors know the best way to help you achieve your goals. Stop by in person or visit us on the web at fivepointsbank.com. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting. The beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The eight-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
And welcome back to High School Wrestling, brought to you by the fine folks at Pioneer Seed, Craig Weeches. Glad to have him along with us. Again, looks like we had a scoring update in our scores. Wood River has moved up to third with 91 points, so there was an error in the scoring earlier. So we'll take a look at that and reevaluate where we're at. But first, we told you we'd run down who was in the third and fourth place matches. We'll also keep an eye on that, and those could be an impact here on who wins the team championship. And Larry, did we have a change?
Nope, no change.
Everything good. Okay. Here we go. Third and fourth place matches. 106, Clinton O'Neill Orr, Dan Uden, Donovan Trumbull. At 113, Dylan Pezzoza of St. Paul, Alex Cantrell, Kearney Catholic. At 120, Colby Ackley, Ravenna, Eric Holston, Adams Central. 126, Zach McNally, Donovan Trumbull, Eric Rosvet. I'm Adams Central. 132, Consolation, Lucas Kinn of Centura, Kane Watovic, Wood River. At 138, Ryan Rogers, Kearney Catholic, Tyler Joseph, Adams Central. 145, Bryant Brown Gibbon, C.J. Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull. Consolations at 152, Tanner Renke of Kearney Catholic, Dakota Berg, Wood River. 160, Cole Rosvet, Adams Central, Cole Swoboda Ord. At 170, Chaz Jansen, Adams Central, Manuel Sanchez, Loop City. Consolation at 182, Alex Meyer, Adams Central, Corbin Hank, Donovan Trumbull. 195, Taylor Miller Ord, Jesse Lincoln, Adams Central. At 215 or 220, Jose Brito, Wood River, Quentin Schaefer, Donovan Trumbull, and the consolation at heavyweight, Nick Sir Centura, Dennis Cabanting of Kearney Catholic. So any of those Adams Central Ord matches, even in the third and fourth place matches, Larry, are going to be very important to this team race. And you look at who's in the finals in this tournament here today. Adams Central 3, Ord 3, and Ord is on the number one seeded line more than Adams Central is.
Yeah, and I think you're going to see bonus points play a big role here today. You know, Ord's got six or whatever coming in the big time in the championship finals. And I think what you're going to see there is it's going to come down to bonus points. How many guys can get pins?
Well, we're going to take a break here as Doug Duda and Larry Baker bring you wrestling action from Donovan Trumbull. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Before we go to break, Larry, what do you think is going to be a couple of the highlight championship matches this afternoon?
I think 120 pounds, Jordan Westcoat from Wood River and Riley Northrop of St. Paul. Westcoat's probably the best kid in the state, but Northrop's wrestled him close before. Probably the best is 132 pounds, Eli Van Meter out of Gibbon, 24-1. Wrestling coach's son, Derek Linusky from Adams Central, 25-6. Both really good wrestlers. That should be a great match.
Well, you look at kids that should be here today but are not because of injury. Last year in the 103-pound final, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic beat Jake Rickard of Wood River. They're both out today. Also out today, Christian Berry of Adams Central, Storm Rathy Hoffman, who won it last year, Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic is out of this tournament as well. So those are kids that were in the finals of the conference tournament last year that because of injury, not able to go today. Well, the national anthem and more coming up. We'll be ready to get this underway in the Lou Platt Conference Championships right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Donovan, and Gibbon.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power. Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska, with a location near you.
5 years ago, we brought our bank to Kearney, and wow, what a great time we've had. This is James Friesen, branch manager of Town & Country Bank in Kearney. We are deeply grateful for the opportunity to be a true community bank in this fantastic community. Your response has been awesome, so awesome that we needed more space. The construction is finally done, and we are open for business in our new bank building at 60th and 2nd Avenue. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to grow here. Town & Country Bank is committed to serving you from any of our branches in Ravana, Pleasanton, Litchfield, and Kearney. Member FDIC.
With our producer engineer Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, Doug Duda back with you here at Donovan Trumbull, where we are underway. Three mats, two consolations, one championship, and in the 106-pound consolation, Clinton O'Neill of Ord with an early takedown, and looks like he's up 2-0 as we head into the second period.
Yeah, the coaches are awful upset. They thought they had some back points over there.
In the championship, Damon Rodriguez and Taylor Erpelding are scoreless here a minute into the first period, and now that changes as we've got a takedown for Rodriguez.
And that is something. Rodriguez was in big trouble there. Erpelding had him in trouble on the edge. Erpelding gives up the takedown to Rodriguez, and that's what makes Rodriguez tough. He's the number six rated 106-pounder in the state in Class C, and he's just been around wrestling for so long that he's tough to get out of position, and you feel like you have him out of position sometimes, and he ends up putting you in big trouble, and he's got a tough cradle locked here. We'll see if he can get a Erpelding turn.
In the 113 consolation, Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic, Dylan Pezzoso of St. Paul, they are scoreless going to the second period.
Big, big move down here in the consolation match with Ord at 106 pounds. He had him turned, got two back points, and he's got him flat on his back here again.
O'Neill of Ord ready to pick up some points for his Chanticleers, who have a one-point lead in the team race, but Uden of Donovan Trumbull momentarily gets off his back, but O'Neill locks him up again. And there's the stick.
And you can see the Ord coaches, they're going nuts. Doug, this is the thing. It will be, it's not as much that he got third, it's a matter that he gets the pin. And those extra bonus points here, they will make the difference in the team race.
In the championship, they go to the second period. Damon Rodriguez, a 2-0 lead over Erpelding. Erpelding of Wood River will take bottom to begin the second period, trailing 2-0. We've got a takedown and an escape at the 113. Cantrell got the takedown. Pezzoso of St. Paul, the escape. We get ready for a 113-pound championship now. It'll be Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull against Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central. So now Adams Central gets their first crack to put some points on the board.
And these are the types of things. Gilliland, who's 15-12 coming in here, wrestling Tom Roach, who's 24-6. Man. Gilliland needs a big win here.
And Roach, right off the whistle, goes in on the double leg, but he falls on his back, and Gilliland's got him locked up 15 seconds into the championship.
That's a high flyer, Doug. Roach had him a nice single. Gilliland gets the high flyer, and he's got him in big trouble here.
He's trying to work himself off the edge of the mat. Roach at the top of the mat here, but Gilliland drags him back in.
This would totally erase the pin at 106 pounds. In fact, because it would be a first place versus Ord getting a third place, it would move Adams Central ahead in the team race.
But Roach does get out of there. He gets out of there. It's 5-0.
In the championship match at 106 pounds, Damon Rodriguez has got a 4-2 lead over Taylor Erpelding of Wood River with about 40 seconds left in the second period. And Rodriguez has got a tough armbar here. He's looking to put Erpelding on his back.
Both wrestlers with a reversal here in the second period as Erpelding started on bottom. Oh, no, now they're going to take that off and say it's a near fall.
Yeah, they're saying so it's 4-0
4-0. Back over to the consolation match now. An escape for Roach, and now he's going to get a takedown possibly here. It's 5-3.
One of the things you'll notice here, Gilliland from Adams Central, it's all headlocks. It's all stuff. He's trying to put Roach on his back. He knows he's probably not going to win a six-minute match here, but he's trying to get bonus for the team.
Rodriguez has now got Erpelding on his back, but he He's pretty high with the scissors. He's not going to be able to finish the pin, but he will get three back points here and take a 7-0 lead into the third period here. Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic in the 1-6 final over Erpelding of Wood River leads it 7-0 and will be on bottom to start the third period.
Gilliland right now is clinging to a 5-3 lead as the first period's coming to the end from Adams Central. He's fighting him off pretty tough down there. They're going to move to the second period where Tom Roach is from Donovan Trumbull's behind Dylan Gilliland from Adams Central, 5-3.
But got off his back. He's got 24 wins now on the year. Over at the consolation match at 113 pounds, we've got a battle in the third period here. 6-3, Cantrell of Kearney Catholic leading Pezosa of St. Paul.
The Donovan Trumbull coaches are urging Tom Roach that he's got to get going in this 113-pound match. He's come out kind of flat. He's been caught flat-footed by the Adams Central wrestler. We'll see what happens here. He chose down to start the third period.
Erpelding gets a two-point takedown here.
Yes, and he's
near
got
fall points, we should say. He did turn Rodriguez, so he's down 7-2 with a minute 15 to go.
Yeah.
And now at the 113, Gilliland has come off, and he's got Roach on his back again, but Roach gets out of there.
He's going to get two near fall, but Roach is going to come out. He's in a single position, and Gilliland's going to high flyer again. This time he doesn't get it. They're right back at their feet. He gets him with a neck whip there where he neck wrenched him. Still no points. Gee, many crickets are they going at it? 9-4, Gilliland leads.
Over at the consolation, Cantrell's lead is now 7-5 as Pezosa took him down and let him up with 45 seconds to go. 8-2 now in favor of Rodriguez. I think we had locked hands, didn't we?
Yep, and this is one of the tough things. Rodriguez is a freshman here, dynamite wrestler. This is one of the positions he can get in a little bit of trouble in. He gets in the down position. Sometimes this happens to freshmen where they don't move enough. He lays there. And he's been nearly turned here three or four times. Coach Rogers is imploring him to move here.
8-2 with just 30 seconds to go in the match. Back at the 113-pound final. A minute to go in the second period. It's 9-5 Gilliland of Adams Central over Roach of Donovan Trumbull in what has been a very exciting match.
Yeah, I tell you, if I'm Tom Roach, I'm kind of a little bit afraid here. Gilliland has just had all the big moves today, and I'd be careful tying up with him. I wouldn't want to end up on my back again.
Cantrell of Kearney Catholic wins the 113 consolation over Pezosa of St. Paul 7-5. And time now, as Rodriguez does get cradled up, he's going to run out of time, though, Will Erpelding, and I don't think they're even going to give any points on that. And the final score will be Rodriguez 8. And Erpelding, too. So the freshman Rodriguez, a champion here in his first season at Kearney Catholic.
Tom Roach gets another takedown over there to close to 9-7. He's on top of Gilliland of Adams Central. Incredibly important match with regard to the team scores.
We go to the 120-pound championship now. Jordan Westcote of Wood River and Riley Northrup of St. Paul. So the championships getting going there. We have got a consolation match at 120. Colby Ackley of Ravenna, Eric Holston of Adams Central. But back over to the 113-pound final. Roach, who was on his back 15 seconds into the first period and in serious trouble down 5-0, has now cut it to 9-7 heading into the third period.
Yeah, and this 120-pound match with Jordan Westcote, Riley Northrup. Westcote's 29-0. Riley Northrup 7-6. Hasn't been wrestling a lot, but very, very tough, very hard to get out of position. This should be a great match.
Roach on bottom to start the third period, and Gilliland makes a mistake, and now Roach has got him a quick reversal and tries to put him on his back. We're tied at 9.
Gilliland's got to get to wrestling here. He's just kind of laying around on his knees.
He did face out, so he's okay. 45 seconds into the 120-pound final. Westcote and Northrup, they are scoreless and still on their feet in the center of the ring.
Yeah, with Jordan Westcote, he's the number one rated wrestler at 120 pounds in Class C. He was third at the state meet last year. Tremendous wrestler. Not very many people have been close to him this year.
Gilliland faced up on Roach but couldn't get out of there. He actually had a headlock on him, and somehow Roach pops the head out and is able to get him to the edge of the mat. They've got a minute 10 to go, and they're all tied at 9 between Roach and Gilliland in the 113-pound final.
Yeah, you'll see there when Gilliland got up and tried another headlock, you can see that their game plan plainly is to try to get Roach caught on his back.
Again, Ord had a one-point lead in the team race over Adams Central coming into the finals. They face off, I believe, three times in the consolations, but not at all in the championship matches. Adams Central, all three of their finalists will be done before Ord's finalists take the mat from 170 on. In the consolation match at 120, Ackley of Ravenna and Holston of Adams Central were scoreless in the first period, and Ackley will be on bottom to start the second period. In the 120-pound final, we're still scoreless with 15 seconds to go in the first period between Westcote of Wood River and Northrop of St. Paul.
And that's what Northrop does to you. He keeps it close. He's very hard to score on. That's what will make that a very, very tough match.
20 seconds to go at the 113-pound final, and trying to ride out his Roach. Gilliland not doing much off the bottom. An escape would win it for him. He takes one last chance here with 5 seconds. Roach breaks him down, and we are going to head to overtime in the 113-pound final.
The interesting thing about this overtime is going to be this. Roach has been in on it's incredibly deep on two different singles, but he's gotten high-flyered both times. Will he have the guts to get in on a leg shot here, or will he be afraid of the counter?
First point wins a minute overtime as they come to their feet. Gilliland was up 5-0, 15 seconds into the match. Roach comes back to tie it. Gilliland in on a weak shot towards the edge of the mat. An escape over here for Westcote. He's up 1-0. And now Roach in on the shot. They're on the edge of the mat, and there it is. The takedown for Roach. He comes back and wins.
Yep.
And not only do the hometown Donovan Trumbull fans applaud, but so do the Ord Chanticleers.
Yeah, we're sitting right by the Ord fans, and they like that. That's for sure. Looking over here, Westcote's clinging to a 1-0 lead with about a minute 20 left in the second period. They're on their feet. Northrop takes that nice little shot there, but you see Northrop stays in that squared stance, that old Eastern European style, very hard to score on him.
Another Donovan Trumbull Adams Central match now coming up in the 126 consolation. Zach McNally of the Cardinals and Eric Rosvet of the Patriots. Eric got beat by Dalton Smith in the semifinals, 6-4 in a very close match.
Yeah, down here in the consolation at 120 pounds, Colby Ackley, who was the state qualifier last year for Ravenna, is tied up 2-2 with the Adams Central wrestler moving to the third period.
Eric Holston wrestling for Adams Central, and it will be 2-2 as they go into the third, and Holston will get his choice. We are still 1-0 over here in the 120-pound final. Westcote got an escape to start this period, and now in on a shot is Riley Northrup.
He's in deep on a shot, but you see, those of you that have seen Jordan Westcote, very, very tough, blocky wrestler. His hips have become very heavy. He's got a wizard wrist there. Fights that leg attack off completely, and now it looks like he might turn it into his own points.
Westcote undefeated at 27-0 coming in. He's the defending conference champion in one of the matches of the year at the tournament last year. He beat Derek Lenuski of Adams Central 3-2. But they come off the mat, and they're back to the neutral position. 1-0 Westcote, and Northrop will get his decision in the third period, and it looks like he's just trying to kind of survive here the last 20 seconds without making a mistake.
Yeah. He's going to go down, I'm sure, in the third period. Oh, Westcote there gets a two-point takedown with 4 seconds left in the period. That's huge because now Northrop can't go down and make it a 1-1 match. One takedown was going to win.
So there you go. It is going to be 2 seconds as they restart. We're tied 2-2 between Ackley and Holston. Holston on bottom needs an escape to get the lead, and Ackley really trying to turn him here but almost has himself in a dangerous position of being a little over-aggressive here because he can't get him turned, and he's about ready to slip off.
Yeah, he's got a tough
leg. High.
He's got a tough leg right in, but he's awful high.
So we go to the third period now. Westcote of Wood River, a 3-0 lead over Northrop of St. Paul, who does take down. We're going to take a quick break. We're back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament right after this.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Doug Duda and Larry Baker back with you here for high school wrestling from the Lou Platte Conference Tournament at the 120 consolation. Eric Holston of Adams Central gets a reversal late in the third period for a 4-2 win over Colby Ackley of Ravenna. At the 126-pound consolation, Eric Rosevelt of Adams Central has a 7-2 lead over Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull, but McNally, for a moment, got in control there with 1:10 to go in the second period, and it looks like Jordan Westcote is going to finish his domination of Riley Northrop here. He has ridden him through the first 90 seconds of the third period, and Northrop just isn't moving. He's trying to set up an armbar here and roll him over with just 20 seconds left. It's 3-0. That takedown with 4 seconds to go in the second period was the difference. Northrop tries to roll through, but Westcote too strong.
Yeah, he's just dominating there on top, wearing him out with those armbars. He's got a tight waist wrist now and a wing, and he might get back points here out of that, I think. Yeah, they're counting. Gee, many
crickets. That is time. Will he get the points? It won't matter in the team score. We are all done, and it's going to be Jordan Westcote of Wood River winning another conference championship 3-0 over Riley Northrop of St. Paul. Over at the consolation, now McNally of Donovan has Rosevelt of Adams Central on his back with 40 seconds to go, and Rosevelt is up 9-4, but he's on his back. We're in the second period.
Yeah, he's in big trouble. He's in between his legs. He's got him split. As long as he can stay in between his legs here and keep him split, he's got Rosevelt in big trouble.
Clint Head has to like what he's seeing over there. About 20 seconds to go. Ooh, he lost a little control there, Larry.
But he's got him split. As long as there's 10 seconds left, as long as now, see there, he came out from in between his legs, and Rosevelt got off of his back.
So it's going to be 9-7 in favor of Rosevelt as we head to the third period. Consolation 132, Lucas Kinn Centura, Kane Watovic of Wood River. And Kinn gets the first period takedown, leads 2-0, and will be on bottom to start the second period. Now over here on mat 3, the 126-pound final, Alex Hester of Wood River and Dalton Smith of Gibbon, they have split their two matches this year.
Yeah, you've got, just started the third period over here with Rosevelt on the bottom. He's leading by two on the bottom, definitely in the dominant position there.
Want to thank Brett Breckner, all the fine folks, Dan, Clint, and the gang here at Donovan Trumbull for their hospitality. First time that they've hosted the meet. They haven't been in the conference long enough for the rotation to come around and feel comfortable. This program has been built from the bottom up. Centura is the next one. They have a lot more kids out now than they've ever had in the last 8-10 years, I think. So now it's their turn to build back up. But they've done a real good job here today at Donovan.
Brent does a tremendous job. He's a great athletic director, great football coach. He was a great wrestling coach. He's done a great job here, and he's hosted a tremendous tournament.
Now back over the consolation. Rosevelt has come back from behind, and he's about ready to pin McNally. He's got him sucked up here, leading 11-7 and have him on his back, but he gets off his back. It'll be 14-7 with 1:10 to go. So now Rosevelt's got to find a way to get McNally, or McNally's got to find a way to get Rosevelt on his back again.
Yeah, and I tell you, coming from the corner, Coach Lineski of Adams Central is telling Rosevelt what he needs to do to get him pinned, but Rosevelt's putting himself in trouble. Sometimes the team race is what it is, Doug. You need to take care of your own match. Right here, Rosevelt's trying to do too much to help the team. He just needs to win his own match here. Tally the team scores at the end of the day.
And it's 14-7. If he gets one more point, that's bonus points for his team. And instead, he's about ready to give up a point. Yes, if he wanted to do that, cut him and take him down. But there's no exchange, and he puts him on his back, and we have got an injury timeout here.
Yeah, McNally hurt his...
reaching for his right knee.
Yep, hurt his knee.
Back over here at the 132-pound consolation, Centura and Lucas Kinn has Watovic on his back. Watovic gets a late reversal, but it's 9-2 Kinn going into the third period. And they're going to check the score, I think, to see if that's right. Over at 126, nothing happened in the first period. I mean, it was nothing. They just kept grabbing arms, tying up. And so it was 0-0. We go into the second period, and Smith has chosen bottom, but Hester's been able to turn him right off the whistle.
Yeah, he got a tight waist wrist there, put a wing in, and just tilted him up. He's got him in trouble. The official's holding a two-point near fall. He won't award it until there he's counting again. It's going to be a two-point near fall with a two-point reversal. So in the end, you're going to have Dalton Smith go back on top, and the score is going to be 2-2.
Minute 10 to go in the second period there of the 126-pound final. So far, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic, Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Westcoat of Wood River have won their matches. All the number one seeds coming in. Rodriguez 8-2 over Erpelding of Wood River, but Roach had to go overtime to beat Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central 11-9. Roach was down 5-0, 15 seconds in, got thrown to his back and was in severe trouble. And Westcoat has just won a 3-0 win over Riley Northrop. Eli Van Meter of Gibbon, Derek Lenusky of Adams Central coming up at 132. Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull, Jeff Foth of Ord at 138. Heading into this final round, it was a one-point lead for Ord in the team race over Adams Central, and Wood River was 11 points back.
Yeah, Wood River's actually made up a pretty fair amount of ground here, as well as Adams Central, no question now, is leading the tournament. But Ord doesn't fire their big bullets here until the end.
And it looks like our consolation match is not going to finish. McNally hurt worse than it really appeared. He must have really got that twisted up underneath him. And we had so many kids, as we've said, that were injured coming in. I mean, a Christian Berry should be getting ready to wrestle. Adam Keating should have been wrestling at 113. Derek Lauder. Anthony Pacheco's been out all year. Zach Keating. Those are three kids from Kearney Catholic. Keating, Pacheco, that were state placers last year for Kearney Catholic that aren't even wrestling today. Same for Ravenna. Rathi Hoffman should be in the finals at 152. He's out till next week. Michael Steele's out. Jake Rickard, who was in the finals for Wood River last year, was out.
It's a tough, tough sport, and some Januaries are tougher than others. As a coach, you just want to get through January because it is such a tough month. But my good gravy, the Lou Platt Conferences, those schools are kind of taking it on the chin. What we are getting ready for here right now, Doug, is the 132-pound final. Eli Van Meter out of Gibbon versus Derek Lenusky out of Adams Central. Dynamite matchup. These wrestlers, Van Meter's 24-1, Lenusky's 25-6, both state-rated guys. This should be a great match.
Now back over at 126, Alex Hester of Wood River got a reversal to go up 4-2 as they start the third period over Dalton Smith of Gibbon, and Gibbon Smith will be on bottom for the second straight period, which is a little unusual, and he'll flip his way through and get the reversal. We're tied at 6-2. Smith has the lead, actually, over Hester.
Yeah, he's doing a nice job down there. Once he got that reversal, he's ridden tough. He's getting back points again. He's got a tough, tight waist wrist here.
So Smith have given up over Hester of Wood River 6-2 with a minute 20 to go, and it's going to be more. It's going to be 3. It's 9-2 on the near fall.
Yeah, and down here you've got Derek Lenusky in deep on Eli Van Meter, and Van Meter's fighting him off with a whizzer here. This is a coach's son in Derek Lenusky. Very, very tough. But Van Meter's very tough, been around a long time, big wrestling family. Lenusky just got a takedown there, and he's got a leg in. He's going to stay on top. Lenusky's going to lead 2-0.
So the takedown for Derek, who finished second last year to Jordan Westcoat in this meet. And for Eli Van Meter, he's getting into the finals, who's been a solid, solid wrestler for the Gibbon Buffaloes. You know that Van Meter name for a long, long time.
Yeah,
finished third at state last year, but was not in the finals of this meet last year.
Last year, he may not have wrestled here, I believe. No, he got third last year.
Well, Lambrecht and Perry were in the finals, and he got third at 125.
Yeah,
so
he got beat 8-3 to Christian Berry in the semis last year, so awful good weight.
2-0, Lenusky, with 30 seconds left in the first period over Van Meter of Gibbon. In the consolation match here, Ken of Centura is leading Watovic of Wood River 9-2 with 30 seconds to go. And over at the 126-pound final, Dalton Smith is going to win it here, still holding on to that 9-2 lead, and that is going to be the final. Dalton Smith of Gibbon is a conference champion over Alex Hester of Wood River by a score of 9-2. So those two kids who have been 1-1 against each other, That's the first time that the number one seed had not come through, and Smith actually had to beat Eric Rosvet 6-4 just to get into the finals. He was the third seed.
Yeah, Eli Van Meter has given Derek Linusky everything he's got to get out, and he just can't get out. Linusky's just relentless here. At 138 pounds, we've got Heath Mahler from Donovan Trumbull, 26-3, been state rated most of the year, now wrestling Jeff Foth out of Ord, 14-4. Huge match in the team scores. Foth, the third rated wrestler in Class C at 138. These guys have been rated third and fourth basically most of the year. So this should be an incredibly good match. Heath Mauer is very tough.
And we have a win here for Lucas Kidd of Centura in the 132-pound consolation.
That's great to see Centura coming back here at the conference tournament.
Van Meter takes bottom to start the second period, trailing Linusky of Adams Central 2-0 in the 132-pound final. And he's about ready to complete the reversal, and there it is. So Van Meter has got the reversal 40 seconds into the second period, tied 2-2 with Linusky, who makes the bridge, tries to come to his feet, does a big roll through, and Van Meter hangs with him. Good big, defense there.
Big takedown here for Jeff Foth in the 138-pound final from Ord, taking down Heath Mauer and riding him really tough here with a front headlock.
And Foth with that right shoulder all braced up over there for the Chanticleer. So this is the first finalist for Ord. I think I miscounted. Ord actually had four in the finals here, not three. So they did have one more, or six in the – they had five in the finals. Ord had five. Adam Central had three. My bad.
Eli Van Meter has got Derek Linusky in a lot of trouble. He's got a leg right in, and he's really putting the pain on him here, getting him turned. He's getting back points. This is where Van Meter is tough. You give him a chance to impose his will physically on somebody, and it's where he's best.
30 seconds to go in the first period. It's tied at two, but the three back points will make it 5-2 unless he can get the pin. Back over here in the consolation, Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central at 138 pounds, and Joseph dominating early, 4-1 as they go to the second period. And it's still 2-0, Foth of Ord over Mauer of Donovan Trumbull with 15 seconds to go in the first period.
Well, I tell you what, Derek Linusky got off his back there. He's going to trail 5-3 going to the third period. But let me tell you right now, that is a miserable way, 5-2. That's a miserable way to spend a minute. His dad's upset at the official there. He thought Van Meter was across the throat. I don't feel like he was across the throat. He just smashed his face up pretty good there.
We go to the second period between Mauer and Foth, and it will be Foth on the bottom to start the second period with a 2-0 lead over Mauer of Donovan Trumbull. Back over between Van Meter and Linusky. Linusky took bottom to start the third period, and he trails 5-2. And are they going to award him an escape here?
No, they gave him two, actually, and it shouldn't have been. He had a whizzer in deep. As long as you have that whizzer, that should not be a two-point takedown, but it's now 7-2. They gave Van Meter the takedown.
So they were both up, Van Meter in on the shot. Takedown 7-2, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon. In our consolation match, it's all Tyler Joseph of Adams Central. He got beat by Jeff both in a second period pin, but Joseph is up 11-1 over Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic in the third place match at 138.
Jeff,
go ahead, Larry.
Jeff Foth is showing a tremendous amount of go here. Mauer's a tough kid to wrestle. He's kind of funky in how he's a real flexible kid, gets in a lot of different positions. Foth just keeps going here, and he's putting himself in a great position. It's 3-0, minute and a half left.
But Mauer in on a shot, and Foth trying to get him off the mat. They do get back on here, but right on the edge, and now as Foth goes for the takedown, he gets it. We've got the wrestlers colliding with each other on the two mats. They'll restart.
And this is what I'm saying there. Doug Mauer's attacking single legs, double legs, attack, 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 and Foth takes that attack, headlocks him for two. Tremendous job. There's a lot of go in Foth, and that's what you need.
He's up 5-0 with a minute 20 to go in the second period. Back over at 132. Linusky does get an escape, but he trails with 45 seconds to go, 7-3, and he tries to get a throw. And he's taken down by Van Meter, and that's classic there. He's got to make a move. He went for it, Didn't get it. Van Meter's too good. He takes him down. He's up 9-3.
What you'd like to see is have him set that up just a little bit better, that head throw. Now you've got Maurer being warned for stalling. This is what I'm saying. Foth has pushed the pace of this match to the point where he's kind of drug Maurer out into the deep water, and Maurer's struggling to swim. The Ord wrestler's doing a tremendous job here.
Derry Trampy with his son helping him out now as an assistant coach. The Trampy boys, there's one at Ravenna, and there's one at Ord. And, of course, you had the Kassler boys. You've got them all over the place. Well, one of them is at Elm Creek helping with the wrestling over there. So they helped Ord do well at state a few times. We're back over to the 132-pound final. Another escape here for Lineski, but he doesn't have enough time. He'd have to throw him to his back, and now they come out of bounds with 4 seconds, a stall against Van Meter, but that doesn't matter. 4 seconds to go.
Yeah, and Van Meter's smart enough. He'll take the stall call. He doesn't care. He's just going to win this match. Tremendous job there.
Eli Van Meter have given a 9-4 win over Derek Lineski of Adams Central. He's your 132-pound champion. And at 138, the consolation, the winner easily there, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central over Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic. The Foth match goes to the third period. Jeff Foth of Ord leading Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull 5-0. Maurer will get his choice. And now our next consolation.
This is a tremendous job by Jeff Foth here.
We have got Tanner Reineke of Kearney Catholic and Dakota Berg of Wood River at the 152 consolation. And the 145-pound championship is coming up, but right now the consolation, C.J. Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull against Charlie Svitak of Wood River. So the only championship right now is Foth and Maurer, and they elected to go both up. Maurer, as you said early, the aggressive wrestler, he wants to go off his feet.
Yeah, I mean, he's very aggressive here, but Foth just keeps pushing the pace. And where you saw earlier, Maurer was getting in deep on shots. Now he's barely touching the leg. He's down on another shot. Foth is smothering him in a front headlock here. Foth has really pushed this pace and looked good.
You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Wood River, and St. Paul, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We did get an early start today, so we're already up to the 138-pound championship, and 145 and 52 consolations are on the mat. In the 152, it is Berg of Wood River, a 2-0 lead going into the second period over Reinke, and now a reversal makes it 4-0. Berg has the lead.
Okay, now we'll see. Maurer gets a takedown. He's instantly going to cut Foth. They're going to go right back to their feet. It's going to be 6-2. Maurer's looking good on his feet. He's getting something going here, but it was on the edge of the mat. Foth still looks to be in control of the match, up by 4.
And now a pin for Dakota Berg of Wood River in 1:30 over Reinke of Kearney Catholic to pick up some more points. Scoreless between Svitak and Cosgriff as they go to the second period. And Cosgriff is on bottom to start that second period. 35 seconds to go in the championship. Foth of Ord leads Maurer of Donovan Trumbull 6-2 at 138 pounds. 30 seconds to go. Maurer knows he's got to have a big, big move here. Take him to his back. Doesn't look like it's going to happen. They're near the edge of the mat here and might have to go with a restart.
Jeff Foth really looks good here. He's doing a tremendous job. Maurer is a tremendous wrestler. This is a state-rated wrestler, state medalist-type kid. This is a big, big win. 10 seconds left, up 6-2. Jeff Foth, smart, gets in on a leg, and he's just going to hang on tight and let the whistle blow and take his championship back home.
Jeff Foth of Ord, a 6-2 win over Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull. And now Dusty Staub of Ord and Quentin Marvichka of St. Paul are on at 152.
And that's a big win, because that's a win that I don't know that most people thought Ord was going to get. Coming into the tournament, there's no question. I know Foth was rated ahead of him, but Maurer's had a better year thus far.
We need to take a break here. You're listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Championships from Donovan Trumbull on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Good to Larry Baker back with you. Donovan Trumbull, as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we are here bringing you high school wrestling, couple weeks districts, then state, our wrestling rally again the Sunday after districts here on Classic Hits. Larry Baker, what do we got going on?
Yeah, this is tough. Austin Starkey now just got taken down by Cody Gilliland of Adams Central. Austin Starkey, of course, the multiple state medalist, last year state finalist for St. Paul. He's 22-1 on the year. Finds himself down 2-0, and in a giant match at a, down here with Quentin Marvichka and Dusty Staub wrestling in the championship. That's a big match in the team race. Quentin Marvichka comes in. He's 9-12, but with a very sneaky record. He's wrestled a lot of good kids.
And we've got some action over here at the 145-pound final. Big roll through, but staying in control is Gilliland. And the consolation between Svitak of Wood River and Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull, 145. They're scoreless in the third, with Svitak taking bottom in the third. Ooh, what a slam.
Yep, they're going to absolutely call it a slam. Lenuski's not happy. He just started yelling at the St. Paul coach. Here we go. This might get good because here goes Starkey. Starkey's dad is in the corner. Oh, that's a state champ from Palmer back in the 80s. Very, very tough guy.
And our referee, Steve Faber, says, get back to your corner. Yeah. I don't need the coaches going after it.
Steve Faber's a great official. He's one of the best officials in the state of Nebraska. He'll get this thing under control, but that had a chance to get out of hand there.
So it will be a point for Starkey on the illegal slam.
Austin Starkey's a tough kid. He comes by it honestly. His dad's an incredibly tough guy. Bull, I wouldn't want to get under his skin too much here. Austin's got a mean streak in him if he gets it going here.
Wood River, your team champion last year, now takes a 2-0 lead. Svitak got the reversal on Cosgrove. He'll be up 2-0 with the 40 seconds to go in a match. Over here between Ord's Dusty Staub and Quentin Marvichka, they were scoreless in the first period. And Marvichka chose bottom here in the second. They're a minute into the second, still no score. And now the first period has ended between Starkey and Gilliland. And Gilliland up 2-1.
Marvichka's got a score on his choice. Neither guy was really that close to scoring there. The Staub-Marvichka match in the first period. Marvichka's got to score here on his choice.
And over at the consolation, this is just as good. 45 is one of the championship toughest brackets, an escape for Cosgrove, and he's going to get a takedown. 3-2 with 10 seconds to go. And I think out of gas is Svitak. He's just laying on him now.
That's really good to see, Doug. Cosgrove took a terrible loss in the semifinals. Comes back, gets two wins to get third. Conference tournament in his own gym. That's good to see.
Tough one for Svitak, who wrestled so well for 4 minutes and 45 seconds. Now back over to the 145 championship. Gilliland on bottom for Adams Central to start the second period, up 2-1. And now he gets the reversal. He is up 4-1.
Doug, I think that slam may have taken something out of Starkey. He's very flat right now. He doesn't have any fire to him. Sometimes those situations, that's exactly what can happen, and it hurts you for the rest of the match. He gets his leg in, gets a reversal, puts him right to his back.
4-3 with a minute to go here. And now Gilliland is on his back. So we've got a reversal of fortune. Over at the mat number one here is Ord and Adams Central meeting up for the first time at the 160 consolation. Cole Sloboda of Ord, Cole Rosvet of Adams Central. I'll take Cole.
I'll take Cole with you.
Doug Duda, Larry Baker with you here. Donovan Trumbull And it looks like Gilliland is going to get out of there. And the score says 6-6. Reversal.
I think it's 8-8 right now. I think it's 8-8 right now. Starkey's on top. It's 8-8 with Starkey on top. I see the assistant coach at Adams Central, Barry, just looked down at the scorekeeper. He wants to know what the score is, too.
They've got 15 seconds to go here in the second period. Starkey is on top of Gilliland, trying to control it. Now, if he doesn't watch out, Gilliland's going to pop his head out. He tries to tip. He's got him on his back. Near fall. 5-4. Did he call it a pin?
Pinned him. Stacked him up with a three-quarter Nelson, hooked the heel, just turned him and pinned him with 5 seconds left in the second period.
3:55, Starkey pins Gilliland. What a match it was to win the 145-pound championship. Now, Marvishka did not score in the second period. Staub takes down to the third, gets an immediate escape. He's up 1-0 in the 152-pound final.
And this was my point to that, why it was so important for Marquichka to score on his choice. Now he's down 1-0 with a minute left. He really has to push.
Austin Starkey wins another conference championship for St. Paul.
Yeah, he's a multiple conference champion. He's a multiple state medal winner. He's been a state finalist. Tremendous kid. We've got now there's 45 seconds left. Staub clinging to a 1-0 lead over Quentin Marquichka from St. Paul.
Three-time state qualifier, two-time runner-up, two-time conference champion now for Austin Starkey. And he had one of the toughest matches here in the meet.
Yes. Quentin Marquichka's in deep on a leg on Dusty Staub. There's 25 seconds left. Staub leads 1-0. Again, very important in the team race. Stalemate. 17 seconds, going to go back to their feet.
Staub has a 1-0 lead. We have got more great wrestling coming up here on Classic Hits. Let's stay at 152. 1-0. Staub with the lead. Marvichkin on a shot. Staub backs up. I have not seen a stall warning yet. Down to 9 seconds. They're locked up. Marvichkin not in a position to do anything. Staub just holding on. He'll circle a little bit, and Staub's going to win it 1-0.
Going to win a conference champion 1-0. In the team race, a big match. Luke City's Manny Sanchez at 170 pounds. Wrestling the Adams Central wrestler here. He's up 2-0, looking to put the Adams Central wrestler on his back.
Adams Central's up 6-1 over Cole Sobota of Ord. Rosvet leading Sobota 6-1 in the 160 consolation with a minute to go in the second period. Now Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic will take on Jacob Eckel of Gibbon. Eckel came in at 500 record and knocked off Sobota of Ord 9-7. Conley dominant in this weight class, came in 22-5 and off the whistle. He's hit on a single leg, tried to get the cradle, got the takedown, and immediately lets him up all in 10 seconds.
Yeah, I would anticipate to see Conley really open up here. He's looked pretty good in the tournament this far. I would anticipate to see him really let it fly.
So that's the only championship, two consolations going on right now.
Conley gets a big takedown there, 4-1. Does a really nice job with a... underhook to a high C.
Rosvet is dominating Sobota in the 160-pound consolation. Now locks up a good cradle, but just has 5 seconds to finish it here in the second period.
Oh, that's close, Doug.
He's not going to give it to him, but it is 11-1 Rosvet as we head into the third period, leading Sobota aboard.
In the consolation, 170 pounds, Manny Sanchez from Loop City leading 4-1. And he's getting near fall points again.
Against Chaz Jansen of Adams Central in the second period, a minute 10. Jansen trying to slide out of there. Conley keeps taking down and escaping here, and now there is the pin.
Gets a big pin for Manny Sanchez, does a tremendous job. Third place at the conference tournament today.
And it's just a clinic over here for Thomas Conley. And he finishes it off with a pin in 50 seconds. That's our quickest final of the day. Thomas Conley with only had to wrestle twice today, unfortunately, because of the bracket, but goes to 24-5 with the quickest pin of the finals. Your winners so far today, Damon Rodriguez, Kearney Catholic, Tom Roach, Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Westcoat, Wood River, Dalton Smith, Gibbon, Eli Van Meter, Gibbon, Jeff Foth, Ord, Austin Starkey, St. Paul, Dusty Staub, Ord, Thomas Conley, Kearney Catholic. And you know what? And this is just a fact about, this is to say how good this program is going has been. Adams Central will leave the conference with no champions today. I don't ever remember that happening.
No, I don't either.
So that tells you with the injuries, I mean, Christian Berry would have been, right, but he's out. And it's just the way it is today with all these injuries.
Yep. Now you've got up here at 182 pounds, the number one rated wrestler in the state of Nebraska, Ethan Shambach, wrestling Adrian
Banuelos of Gibbon. It's actually their first meeting of the year, which is unusual.
Yeah, Shambeck's incredibly tough. Third at the state meet last year. He's 25-1 right now. Took his first loss last week at the Gibbon Invite, and it very well may have been a really good loss for him. Sometimes you get in a situation where you've got a lot of pressure, things are going kind of your way. You're the number one rated kid in the state. I believe it was a Class B kid, Boone Central, was the wrestler that beat him.
We are at the 182-pound consolation. Alex Meyer of Adams Central, Corbin Hank of Donovan Trumbull had a scoreless first period. And a takedown here by Shambach. He's up 2-0. We're almost done at the 160 consolation. When we wrap things up, we'll have our MISCOs recap the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer. Your Pioneer Seed Dealer is Craig Weeches, science with service, delivering success. 13-1, Cole Rosevelt of Adams Central leads Cole Sabota of Ord.
And Cole Sabota just threw a headlock and almost hit it.
Looks like the final will be 13-1. Rosevelt of Adams Central picks up the win. And right now, Shambach in control. He tried to turn, and it looks like he will get two near fall points here over Banuelos of Gibbon. He leads it 4-0. We need to take a quick break. We're back with more of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed Dealer, right after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade pulled sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
The 170-pound final getting underway here. Johnny Ferris of Ord against Jacob Dakey of Kearney Catholic. He beat him earlier this year, and he's in immediately on an underhook here, Larry. It could be over.
Yeah, he does a great job, puts him right to his back. There it is. There's the fall, Doug.
10 seconds. So Conley did it in 50. Ferris says, I can do better than that, and he does it in 10. And Ord looking good to possibly... And I'd have to say right now they are definitely in the lead in very good shape to win this conference tournament.
Yeah, I would say without Adams Central winning any matches, any big matches in the championship here, I would say so. And you're going to get a string now of board wrestlers, and they're probably most of them going to get bonus points.
In the 182-pound final, Ethan Shambach is up 8-0 over Adrian Banuelos of Gibbon with a minute to go in the second period. He got a takedown and a near fall in the first period. Then a reversal and a near fall here in the second period, a stalemate on the restart. They are at the 220-pound consolation match. Jose Brito of Wood River and Quentin Schaefer of Donovan Trumbull. Schaefer gets an early takedown in the first period. He'll be up 2-0 going into the second period. Also, Max Lawrence of Donovan Trumbull. Or no, let's recheck that. What do we got over here? We've got Donovan Trumbull and...
Consolation.
I'm missing that one. That's Donovan Trumbull, Adams Central, right?
Yeah, that's 180.
Oh, here we go. 182. Corbin Hank and Alex Meyer right in front of me. 3-2 in front in favor of Adams Central's Alex Meyer as they go to the third period, and Meyer will be on bottom, his choice, up 3-2.
You know, Ethan Shambach up 8-0 here at 182 pounds. He's looked great on top here, Doug. And watching him through this tournament, he's made his biggest improvement on top. And of course, the assistant coach, Mr. Trampy, any of you that ever watched him wrestle him or either of his other two brothers, they were dynamite wrestlers on top, big time leg riders. You're seeing that come out in Ethan here. Right now you see Trampy out there really coaching him up when he's on top. You can see that Trampy's made that some sort of a project to make Ethan better on top, and it's showing.
Well, he is up 8-0, and I do believe he does have the three near fall, but we're running out of time here in the second period. But the pin will be recorded with 1 second remaining. A pin in 3:59 for Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna over Adrian Banuelos of Gibbon. And give Banuelos credit, he's 17-6 coming in. He got a nice win over Corbin Hank of Donovan Trumbull. And right now, Hank is trailing 8-2 to Alex Meyer of Adams Central in the consolation match. And at 2:20, Quentin Schaefer of Donovan Trumbull has a 4-0 lead over Jose Brito of Wood River with 43 seconds to go in the second period. And now Ord and Adams Central will get going in the 195 consolation. Taylor Miller of Ord, Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central. So in a rarity here, Larry, we've got three consolations all going on.
Yeah, we don't have a championship match going right now.
So let's take a break, hear from some of our fine sponsors as we've got a pin about ready to happen here at 182 as Meyer has Hank on his back, and there is the pin. And we've got a pin over here at 220. So Adam Central gets one, and Donovan Trumbull gets one as Quentin Schaefer gets the pin in 231. And we've got 3-4-31 here for Meyer. So now the championship matches will continue. We'll be back with them right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Hi, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. With over 30 years under our belt, we know that winter road conditions lead to more accidents than any other weather we see here in central Nebraska.
Simply put, there is no one else I trust. Eustis Body Shop has a great reputation for quality work, and they earn that reputation.
Be careful, as road conditions can turn for the worse in a hurry. But if you get into an accident, always remember, call us for a tow. Visit us at facebook.com/EustisBodyShop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And we've got a couple of championship matches. Trey Porter of Centura getting ready to take on Devin Kronk of Ord here on mat one at the 220-pound final. And Porter in on the first takedown, up 2-0. Then here in our middle mat, we have got Taylor Miller of Ord and Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central. And Lincoln is up 2-1 as they start the second period, both on their feet. And we've got Chris Swoboda of St. Paul and Max Lawrence of Donovan Trumbull. And the takedown for Chris Swoboda of St. Paul, up 2-0, a minute to go in the first period. Doug Gooda, Larry Baker, Ord trying to win this conference tournament championship.
Yeah, and they're helping themselves there. Miller in the consolation match versus Lincoln of Adams Central goes in and he gets a big bear hug and takes him down to go up 3-2 in the match.
And Kronk has gotten a reversal on Porter to even at 2-2 at the 220-pound final with 15 seconds to go.
Yeah, that's been an odd match over there with Kronk and Porter.
Swoboda trying to get a pin here on Max Lawrence. He's got him cradled up on his back with 30 seconds to go in the first period.
Oh, he's got him in big trouble.
Lawrence is in trouble. And there's the pin. Yeah. A minute and 32 seconds. The big fella's now starting to pin. Our last four champs and five of the last six have been via the pin. Swoboda of St. Paul, he picks up two more wins today. He goes to 18-3. He was the runner-up to Ethan Shambaugh last year at 189. He wins it here today at 195, 132 over Max Lawrence of Donovan Trumbull.
Yeah, with these big guys, you'll get a few more pins. Us big guys, though, we're a lot better looking than the smaller guys. We're not quite as flexible.
That's good to know. The 220-pounders have decided to start both up here.
Yeah, it's been an odd match. They both have been trying to throw headlocks and kind of junky stuff, so we'll see who gets settled down here.
Trey Porter, a 14-8 senior. Devin Kronk, a 13-5 junior for Ord coming in. But Kronk is actually rated at 220 pounds at number four. Michael Steele couldn't wrestle today because of injury. He was ranked at number five. They are tied 2-2 between Porter and Kronk, the first Centura finalist I can remember in a number of years, and they are still tied on their feet with a minute to go in the second period.
Yeah, that's really good to see. Again, Coach Carlson's doing a great job getting them going. Got the kids out, got a lot of enthusiasm. They're going to go both up here in the third period with Lincoln of Adams Central and Miller aboard in the consolation 195-pound match. Kronk just got a takedown to go up 4-2 over
Porter and Centura. 3-2 in the consolation. Taylor Miller aboard leading Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central 3-2. Restart in the middle.
Oh, you're going to have a big thing happen here. These Miller and Lincoln are trying to headlock and body lock
and all throw the
upper body stuff.
They go to the mat. They are both able to stay off their back. Now they struggle to get back to
their feet. Miller hits a head chancer right on the edge, and they're not going to give him any points. Derry's extremely upset.
And on the other side, the 220-pound championship, Kronk gets Porter on his back at the edge, and he's going to get the pin. 3:44, the time of the Devin Kronk pin, and the Chanticleers securing a conference championship. They're 4-for-4 in the finals with one to go, and Lang is a heavy favorite.
Yep, this is a big, big round for the Ord Chanticleers. Right here, Lincoln just hits a fireman's carry for two to go up 4-3 against Miller of Ord in the 195-pound consolation, and he's got two back points.
The heavyweight consolation, Dennis Cabanting of Kearney Catholic, Nick Sir of Centura. The consolation heavyweights are underway. The heavyweight championship now. Clayton Lang of Ord, Kirby Mendek of Loup City. They haven't wrestled each other either, just up the road.
No, we haven't seen each other yet. Lang's a tough out because he's just so big. He's about 6'4 or something. He's a big, big, giant kid, so he's tough to move.
And he gets the takedown over Mendick right there. Clayton is 18-1. He's won twice already today.
Kirby Mendick's an awfully tough wrestler. He'll do a good job here.
An escape now for the Chanticleers in Taylor Miller. And it looks like he injured his hand, his finger. Uh-oh. I hope Derry Trampy doesn't have to put his finger back where it's supposed to be because his wrestler's looking the other way. And now Lang puts Mendick on his back. And it's over. A pin in 41 seconds. Larry, I know you work with Kirby. No surprise, Clayton's just a very good wrestler.
No, and he's a big kid. Kirby's going to be a state qualifier for us, I'm sure of it. He's doing a great job. He's having a great year. Lang just a pretty good wrestler. They did put that finger back in place, Doug. 6-4, 29 seconds left.
All our champions are crowned. Two consolations going right now. Miller of Ord down 6-4 to Lincoln of Adams Central. They're really scrapping. Lincoln's just trying to back up right now. There's the stall warning. 15 seconds. There's another stall. It's 6-5. If he gets the takedown, he'll win. He's got him locked up.
He's got a double overhook right now. He needs to step over it.
5 seconds, 4 seconds.
Lincoln is running off the mat.
And time will expire, and Adams Central will get the win by a score of 6-5. Jesse Lincoln did enough. He got Miller on his back, and that's why he's the winner at 195 for third place. And now over at the heavyweight championship, Cabranting of Kearney Catholic, who already was up, is able to take Sir of Centura to his back, but Sir gets out of there midway through the second period.
Yeah, this is an awful good match over here. Sir's wrestled pretty tough. This is just great to see Centura, three guys wrestling here today in the medal round.
Every team had at least one wrestler in the championships. We thank the many fine sponsors. True sponsorship, every kid, every school. That's what we like to see. It is now 5-0 in favor of Cabranting over Sir of Centura. Our final match is the consolation at 285. Ord goes 5-for-5 in the finals. They'll win the championship. We do not have the finals as of yet.
No, but I'm going to tell you, which those of you that know Derry Trampy know that he's a pretty wily old guy, been doing this a long time. I see he's looking at his clipboard, and he just told his student manager we won. The student manager got real excited. Derry keeps the team score himself. Derry knows that Ord just won the title.
I figured if I wore the Ord polo shirt or the Ord jacket today, it would be 9-1 against me. So I have not done that. And now over here, Centura, Nick Sir has put Cabranting in some trouble. He puts him on his back, and as we get the reversal of the back points, we go to the third period tied at 5.
5-5, and Kearney Catholic's got to make a decision. It took him a while, but he decided to go down.
So Dennis Cabranting of Kearney Catholic here in the heavyweight division is going to go down tied 5 against Nick Sir of Centura. Coming up, our Misco Sports postgame show. We'll give you all the final results. Talk to a couple of the coaches, including Derry Trampy of the conference champion, Chanticleers. Ord was expected to be in the race. I don't know that anybody thought Ord would win it, but once you saw the seeding meeting this morning, then Ord was maybe one of the two favorites, them and Adams Central still.
Yeah, there's no question sitting in the seeding meeting this morning. Actually, before it got seeded, once you looked at the entries, you knew Ord was going to get a whole bunch of big points with all their big guys. So there's no question that they had a chance.
And now Cabranting with an escape and a takedown. 1:10 to go in the consolation at heavyweight. And Cabranting, and as the big boys do, you don't get to the third period deep very often. They lose a little bit of the wind. And Cabranting trying to finish it off 8-5, but Sir gets off his belly, starts to come to his feet here. And if he can rip the arm, well, he's taken back down, trying to roll through it. Can't at the moment. 8-5, 45 seconds to go. Cabranting trying to get the win here. Cabranting got beat by Lang in the quarterfinals and has wrestled his way back through here against Nick Sir, who got beat by Lang in the semifinals. Yep. And Lang pinned them both in less than a minute.
Lang did a lot of damage here today. Ord looks good, Doug. The thing is, they've got, you know, the Ord, we only saw him one time this year at the Wood River Invite, and I like that Ord team a lot better than this one because all their guys were at the one-act play. So we didn't have to wrestle very many of their good kids. But.
And we told you for Donovan Trumbull, Christian Berry out, Logan Klein out, a couple of more kids that they would normally have not able to go here today. And now Cabranting has put Sir on his back with 15 seconds to go, trying to finish this consolation match with a pin. He's down to 10 seconds and gets it. The official time will be 4 minutes and 49 seconds for Dennis Cabranting of Kearney Catholic, and another conference wrestling meet is officially in the books. An early start. We're done at 2:45. I was surprised we were maybe just getting started at 2:45. Don't forget Tri-City Storm hockey tonight here on Classic Hits. High school basketball just getting underway. Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Adams Central and Grand Island Central Catholic playing tonight. I know there's some other big wrestling meets. The Higgins over at Lexington, they're nowhere near their finals. That's always kind of a prime time type of deal. Grand Island among the teams that is out at the top of the Rockies. Oakland Craig has one today. I know there's many others, but those are a couple I remember off the top of my head. And we want to thank Ross Halford for working with us this week, as always, from HuskerMatt.com.
Tremendous tournament today. You know, one thing I like, one thing I would like to say is, you know, we've talked about the guys that haven't been here at this tournament and hurt and stuff like that. Ord showed up today. You know, Vince Lombardi said it. If success were a mathematical equation, it would read, when preparation meets opportunity, that equals success. All Ord did was wrestle every single guy that was entered in this tournament today, and they won the thing. Doesn't matter who was hurt or who wasn't here. Ord showed up, wrestled a great tournament, and they're going to leave the conference champs.
We will take a break and be back with more from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success, right after this.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to all the South Central Nebraska area teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to each of the student-athletes from your home team, the Bank of Donovan, with full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
stop in to Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Let them help you show your school spirit or get your business name out there this year. Moonlight has it all, from t-shirts, ball caps, polo shirts, and much more. They can screen print it or embroider it. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print can also keep your whole school styling with sports attire. Moonlight Embroidery and Screen Print at 1925 Avenue A, just east of the boxcar. Off Central Avenue in Kearney, open 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. Everything looks better by moonlight.
Welcome to the postgame show brought to you by Misco Sports here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ord has won their first ever Lou Platte Conference Championship. Derry Trampy, the head coach, joins us here. He told me the last time they won back in the Central Conference, which was as tough, 99. And Derry, first off, congratulations.
Thanks a lot, Doug. It means a lot to us to win this tournament today. I'm proud of the kids.
5-for-5 in the finals. I don't think it really would have mattered what else happened besides that. When you go 5-for-5 and you had the one-point lead coming in, that's going to secure it.
Yeah, that's usually pretty hard to overcome. And then in that process of those five wins, we got three pins out of it and just looked real well. I thought our kids wrestled with a sense of urgency and we got after people. We did the things we needed to do to be champions is what we did.
A lot of folks thought you would be in contention today, but when you walk in and see the seating meeting and all the kids that are out, you were fortunate in one aspect that you didn't have as many kids out as some, but Larry said it just a minute ago. You came in and did what you had to do with the guys that were here.
Yeah, I think that's what it comes down to. You know, our kids did what they needed to do. They wrestled the way they were supposed to. And we knew Adam Central was missing some kids, and that's unfortunate for them, but it's good for us. You know, I'm not, you know, 10 years from now, it's not going to say because so many kids were missing from the meet. You know, it happens to everybody every year. And our kids rose to the occasion. We saw where we came out of the seating meeting, and we talked about it. He says, if we do what we're supposed to do, we can win this thing, but we've got to go out and wrestle. They're not going to give it to us. And we had to wrestle hard today to get a lot of these championships. So real pleased with the kids.
Yeah, Derry, congratulations. Tremendous job. And I think that's the important thing is you showed up, wrestled every kid that was entered here. Doesn't matter who was here, who wasn't here. Your kids were prepared and did a great job.
Yeah, I think, you know, we had a disappointing duel on Tuesday night with Ainsworth where we got beat after getting quite a few forfeits, and I wasn't real happy with that. And I don't think the kids must have been either, because the last 3 days of practice, probably in all the years I've been coaching, have been the best 3 years of 3 days of practice I've seen. I mean, they were focused, they were ready to go, and there's a lot of kids that this meant a lot to them. You know, we've come a long ways from where we were at last year at this time, and I'm real proud of what our kids did.
I guess that's one thing that I was curious about is where are you in your season? I know your big guys look really good.
Yeah.
Foth looks dominant. That was a lot of people might not realize that was a big win over Maurer here today. But where are you as far as coming into these last crucial weeks? You know, where do you feel your guys are coming into the end here?
I feel like we're at the top of our game right now. I think this is as well as we've wrestled all year. You know, we really started out the year sluggish and slow, and we've got a lot of inexperienced kids on our varsity this year. You know, we've got a couple guys we got off the basketball team that have helped us out, and both of them placed today in the tournament. And we had some other kids that this is the first year they've had varsity action, and they've really stepped up and wrestled well. I mean, there's some things we're doing I just can't believe, and I think we're only going to get better. You know, our big kids, we've got so many of them in the room that's probably why we're seeing the improvement that we're seeing there, because the way they can practice with each other every day. I mean, they're getting to see some pretty good kids every day in practice, you know. And our little guys are starting to come around a little bit better. I feel better about where we're at there. We're just so thin in numbers down there. And as you said with Jeff, that's the best match I've seen him wrestle this year. I think if he wrestles like that the rest of the year, we have a chance to do something special.
Derry Trampy with us for just another minute here before the celebration and picture-taking ceremony, yeah, because Ord has won the Lou Platte Conference Championship. This is different for you, Derry. It used to be, we mentioned it, now they're all coaching, your boys, the Castlers. You were used to winning a lot of things with lightweight kids.
Yeah.
This is totally different for Ord. How has that adjusted your coaching and what you've had to do in the room?
Well, first of all, I don't wrestle with any of the upper weight guys. That's one of the things that's adjusted. And we've had to change the way that we do things as well, too. You know, and we've worked with different types of offenses that are more suited for the bigger guys, so we're not hitting the wild scrambles and that, because they just simply can't go that long that hard. But we still work them pretty hard. I mean, we kind of keep the same type of practice up, but we just expect different things out of the kids. Brian Meyer is my assistant, and he knows a lot of stuff. I mean, he's very knowledgeable. He's been a great help to me in the room, and he's worked with those upper weight kids. You know, he doesn't wrestle with them because of his knees and that, but he certainly talks to them about a lot of things. And he's really very good technician with them. And I think that's made a big adjustment for us. You know, like I said, yeah, we used to be all little guys all the time, and now we're all big guys. So hopefully next year we can kind of mellow that out both directions and have big and little guys. So.
And I have to say it, a great year for you personally continues. So congratulations on this conference championship and on to next week and districts. And we'll talk to you between districts and state.
Thanks a lot, Doug. Really appreciate it.
Congratulations,
man. Thank you.
Terry Trampy, head coach of the Orange Shannon Clears. They are your 2011 Lou Platte Conference champions here today. The official scoring will be out here momentarily. They had just a one-point lead coming into the finals, but Larry, they took care of business. Foth beats Maurer 6-2. Staub wins 1-0. Maybe a little bit more tougher match than we would anticipate with Marvichkin not being seeded and then working his way through, knocking off the top seed. And then you move down. Ferentz wins in 10 seconds. Kronk in 3:44. Porter gave him a pretty good match. I don't want to overlook that. And then Lang took care of Kirby Mendick in 41 seconds.
You know, they looked as dominant as Derry said he thought they did. An interesting thing is, those of you that know Derry know that he's not a fluff guy. Derry will pretty well tell you how it is or how he feels it is. It's interesting to hear him say that he believes these guys are peaking right here, right now, and they're hitting their stride. There's only a couple weeks left before we start wrestling the most important matches of the year, and he's got some guys that, with the right draw, are big-time metal guys.
Well, I think, without saying it on air, when he said if Jeff Foth continues to wrestle like this. When you say special things, you're talking parade of champions.
Yes.
You are talking not just getting to state. You're talking about going for big-time medals. We need to take a break here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, live from the Lou Platte Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. We'll go down all the results in case you missed any of it, and we'll have another couple of interviews for you, give you the final team scores. Stay with us.
Go forth, save, and prosper. Citizens Bank recognizes the importance of saving. No matter what your goal is, Citizens Bank in Loup City has a savings option that is right for you. Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area high school athletes. Citizens Bank and Trust offers everything you need in banking to keep your life, farm, and business running financially sound. They appreciate your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes in the game. From all of us at Citizens Bank and Trust in Loup City, member FDIC.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Convenience isn't defined by how big a business is. It's defined by how convenient it is for you. Brem's Health Mart Pharmacy is a hometown business that makes shopping easy. First, Health Mart pharmacists know there's nothing more important than your family's well-being. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies, and Brem's provides the hometown service you want. From prescriptions to gifts to beauty and health aids, and now digital photo processing. Shop Brem's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This broadcast is proudly sponsored in part by Clipper Publishing. Remember to read about this game and all high school sports action in the next issue of the Shelton Clipper, the Wood River Sunbeam, and the Gibbon Reporter. Clipper Publishing is keeping you up to date on all the latest news and sports every day all over Central Nebraska. They're a very proud sponsor of all area athletes in the game. Best of luck from everyone at Clipper Publishing.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. High school wrestling results as we take a look at the final team standings. And you know what? Even going 5-for-5 in the finals, Larry, the one-point lead only ends up being a 6.5-point win today here for Ord over Adams Central, which, as we just get these results, surprises me a little bit.
Well,
Adams Central didn't win a final. They were 0-for-3.
No, but they went 6-for-7. For third and fourth, and I tell you, those third places, they really rack up the points. That is interesting. If you flop two of those matches, it changes everything.
Let's take a look at the final team results. As we take a look at the final team results, let's see if we can get Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers up here, and possibly Adams Central coach Dan Lanusky. We'll find out. 10th place goes to Centura. They finish with 30 points. Loup City was 9th. With 35, 8th Ravenna with 37, then a big jump to 82 points. Gibbon, from 7th to 3rd, only 18 total points separate the teams here today. Gibbon finishes in 7th with 82, St. Paul 6th with 86, Kearney Catholic 5th with 96, Donovan Trumbull 4th with 99, 1 point behind Wood River. They're 3rd with 100, Adams Central 2nd, 136.5, and Ord is your champion with 143 points. And we've had a chance here to grab Kearney Catholic coach Matt Rogers, whose team scores 96 in a very hotly contested race here today. And Matt, you scored 96. That's got to be a great number for you guys, considering the number of kids and inexperienced kids you brought today.
That's a real good number. Kind of makes you wonder what if. But it was a good turnout. We had a couple guys, three guys that got their first medal ever. So, I mean, we showed up this week. So,
tell me about, let's talk about the kids that are out. Who's coming back? Who's not coming back?
At 120, we'll get Adam Keating back. Hopefully, maybe next week. He'll be practicing this next week. We'll kind of play it by ear with him and try and get him into shape again. He only missed a week so far, but that can be a killer this time of year. And then 26, his brother Zach, I think we got about a 1% chance of getting him back. I know he's getting a second opinion on his elbow. And 32, we'll get Derek Lauder back next week. He was at a funeral and then had some weight issues when he got back, so he didn't wrestle today. Probably would have been another medal today at that weight. And then let's see, who else we got?
Well, Pacheco's not coming back.
Pacheco's not coming back. And then we got Brungart. He's out, too. He won't be wrestling with those pins in his finger. But the guys that showed up, we talked about it. You know, it hurts not having those guys, but it doesn't affect what they have to do individually. So that's kind of the approach we're taking. Looked like we're going in the right direction anyway.
Thomas Conley, your lone winner today, and you told me as the week progressed, he's turned the corner. He's figured it out.
Actually, Damon Rodriguez won today.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Damon, but, freshman. Who?
I know.
But you got two champs today. Yeah. But let's start with Thomas.
Thomas, he is. He's rolling along pretty good. He's faced the first half of his season was a real tough schedule, and he hung with everybody. Football kind of slowed him up a little bit first week or so, but now he's rolling pretty good. Kind of going through a stretch where looks like he'll probably keep doing that till we get towards the end of the season. And I'm just really happy with where he's at right now, just physical, aggressive, focused.
Damon, a lot of expectations. He's still learning the high school ropes, but nice match today.
Yeah, he's got real nice intensity on the mat. He's got real good mat savvy. He's been around, you know, you can tell his experience. Been nice if that weight class was 103 again this year. He's having a hard time. He weighs right at about 108 natural right now. And so some of these guys are some pretty big kids that he's wrestling. So, but you know what? He continues to improve too.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back down there, and we'll see you around district and state time.
You betcha.
Congratulations on the performance with the kids that you had.
Thank you.
Matt Rogers. We'll take a break and be back with more on our post-game show brought to you by Misco Sports from Donovan Trumbull, the Lou Platte Conference Championships, right after this.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Urbana. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
5 years ago, we brought her bank to Kearney, and wow, what a great time we've had. This is James Friesen, branch manager of Town & Country Bank in Kearney. We are deeply grateful for the opportunity to be a true community bank in this fantastic community. Your response has been awesome, so awesome that we needed more space. The construction is finally done, and we are open for business in our new bank building at 60th and 2nd Avenue. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to grow here. Town & Country Bank is committed to serving you from any of our branches in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, and Kearney. Member FDIC.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business.
They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Agricultural Services Incorporated provides proven tools and services to determine your field's needs. Services include soil sampling, gathering information, field tracking, equipment rental, service and sales, precision custom application of liquid and granular chemicals with experienced personnel, all combined to help you see better yields. You start with the seed, and then it's a never-ending job. Get help in the field from Agricultural Services Incorporated in Bolas, Caro, and Wood River.
Welcome back to the Luplant Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Science with service, delivering success at Pioneer. Larry, referees did a good job today. I don't think we had any disputes here in the radio coverage, maybe earlier today that I didn't see, but our four gentlemen today did a great job of covering the conference tournament once again.
Yeah, no, tremendous job. I thought the officials did a nice job. Brent ran an incredibly good tournament. It was a good day, and we're done in good time. It's 3 o'clock, and we're going to wrap this thing up.
Bryce Abbey, Steve Faber, Eric Weisendorfer, Tony Cordova, the officials here today. Hopefully Tony has the rest of the day off. Let's take a look at some of the results here from the meet. We were talking during the break, Larry. Adams Central is going to be frustrated today because, let's face it, with no disrespect to Ord, overall they're probably the better team, that they're so banged up, and yet they only lost by 6.5 points. If Christian Berry is here, he wins it, they win it. But that's not what happened. They had the most medalists with 10 compared to Ord's 8, but Ord had 5 champions today, while 6 third-place medals for Adams Central.
That's the thing, actually, if you look back at it, even without Barry, if they wrestle a little better in the semifinals, you know, they lost 7 of those matches, you know, in the semis. So if they win one or two of those, that does change things. So, you know, you got to play who you have, and you got to compete against who's there. And it's one of those deals where, you know, you have to make your own breaks, and Adams Central didn't do that today.
Well, as they just present the heavyweight awards here, one thing that they're going to have to invest some of the money they made today here at Donovan Trumbull, a bigger award stand, because yeah. I'm surprised Clayton Lang just didn't step right through the thing.
Yeah, and the Kearney Catholic kid, the heavyweights are so broad at the shoulders, he got 3rd, and he's having to stand with 1 foot on the mat and 1 on the stand. It's not big enough.
If you missed any of the results, we're going to give them to you next. The placers here at the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament coming up next. You're listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger. All while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's our goal at the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So many advantages of shopping at Joe's Market in Loup City. You know the people who work there, and they know you. Not to mention the great service and fresh meats, including homemade Polish sausage. Isn't it just nice to know that all the food you can buy locally is fresh, and the people that help you are the same friendly faces that live on the same street? Their kids go to the same school. That's what you get at Joe's Market in Loup City. Joe's Market is proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on the Luplat Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seeds dealer. And the Chanticleers award. All of a sudden, they've got 50 wrestlers in the championship picture here, Larry, but congratulations to Orr.
That's always an amazing thing. When the championship picture gets taken, it's amazing to see how the team just grew, and it's a good-looking picture down there, that's for sure. Coach Meyer even took his sweatshirt off. He's got his coach's shirt on now.
There's another champion right there, Ron Kubik. He knows about championships. He'll probably be putting on an Orr jacket here at any time as well.
That's right. Yeah, Kubik, he's a bandwagon guy.
If you can coach Tony Davis to a state championship, you can coach anybody to a state championship. Let's take a look here at the final results in case you missed any of them. And Larry, I'll see if you can run me down one more coach, and then we'll wrap things up here in a minute. Thanks, man. Let's take a look at the final results here. First off, at the 106-pound weight class, in the consolation, it was Clinton O'Neill of Ord winning by pin over Dan Uden of Donovan Trumbull, 147. Championship, Damon Rodriguez of Kearney Catholic, an 8-2 win over Taylor Erpelding of Wood River. At the 113-pound consolation, Alex Cantrell of Kearney Catholic, a 7-5 win over Dylan Pozoza of St. Paul. And in a 113 final, it goes overtime. Tom Roach of Donovan Trumbull, an 11-9 win over Dylan Gilliland of Adams Central. Gilliland had him on his back in the first 15 seconds and then comes back and rallies to win it by a score of 11-9 in overtime. We'll talk with Coach Lenuski here in just a moment. He's doing his paper interview with the Tribune right now, so we'll talk with him in a moment. At 120 pounds, third-place match, Eric Holston of Adams Central, a 4-2 win over Colby Ackley of Ravenna. In the championship, Jordan Westcote of Wood River, a 3-0 win over Riley Northrop of St. Paul, and that was really dominant. Northrop wrestled well. He just couldn't score on him.
Yeah, Northrop. I tell you, I wouldn't want to be a guy that's going to draw into Northrop at the district tournament because his record's not going to be great, because he could wreck a 16-man bracket.
At the 126-pound consolation, Eric Rosevelt of Adams Central wins by default over Zach McNally of Donovan Trumbull. Now, McNally had a knee injury with about 20 seconds to go. Rosevelt was dominating that match. I think it was 14-7 at the time. And Dalton Smith of Gibbon wins it 9-2 over Alex Hester of Wood River. We'll give you some more results here in just a moment. But we're joined right now by the head coach of the Adams Central Patriots in Dan Lenuski. And coach, second place, but I know it's probably disappointing from top to bottom. You walk in with all these injured kids, then you still see how close you got here today, just 6.5 points out of first.
Yeah, you know, we had some kids step up, and that's good. That's what you kind of expect. It's kind of a, you know, Tom Brady got his shot when the starting quarterback was hurt, and that's where we were kind of expecting a few more kids to step up. Eric Rosvet did really well. He stepped in for Christian Berry, you know, who's a state champ, who's not here, and Eric ended up getting third. Chaz Jansen stepped in at 170, ended up getting fourth. Couple other kids in there. You know, we only had 11 in our lineup, so we had three opens, and we got 10 medals.
Yep.
Kind of like to see us get a champion. Derek, my son, battled Eli Van Meter. Maybe a little bit overpowered, I think, is a strength difference. And that's okay. You know, if that's what helps us get better for districts, and we need those matches. Same thing at 145. Cody Gilliland really gave Starkey from St. Paul a great match. And, you know, that's what we want to see. We want to see a battle and see if our Warriors can come out on top.
Yeah, your three kids in the finals were all number two seeds or on the bottom side of the bracket, but they all seem to be in maybe the toughest brackets out here. There were no easy draws for the Patriots. And then the kids, though, in the consolation, none of them hung their head. You went 6-for-7 in the third and fourth place matches.
Yeah, well, I didn't even realize we did that good, so maybe I should give them a little better pat on the back, because I just kind of chewed them out about the lack of intensity. And you know, it's some of the things we have to build on. We have to learn to go after people. I think some of my JVs that stepped in are a little bit timid, you know, and we'll be all right. You know, we see Ord again in a couple of weeks, so it'll be kind of hopefully a little revenge factor, and hopefully our three or four kids that are not wrestling today can get back after it, and we'll, you know, we'll just go to work and see what happens.
You know, one of the things, Coach Lenuski, that I saw is I actually thought you guys did wrestle pretty well, really battled. Your finalists actually had big matches. You know, it wasn't a matter of your finalists didn't have guys that weren't great wrestlers. They all had big matches. And I guess that's the thing that I was curious about is how do you feel going forward? You You guys wrestle in Class B. Things are awful tough, and these type matches, like for your son, and are good to have. That's a great kid that he lost to with Van Meter. I mean, how do you feel about where he's at and where those guys are going?
Well, you know, we'll see him one more time. We'll see if we can go back to the drawing board and figure him out, at least maybe tighten the match a little bit. We had a couple chances there. And same we at 113 with the younger Gilliland. You know, he's kind of a thrower and a scrapper, and he had his chances.
Yeah, he did.
And so
he is a thrower.
If we can stay in a match, that's what really makes exciting and fun. It's, you know, we just don't want to hang our heads too much when we lose to good kids and say, hey, but we don't want to be too happy just because we stuck with them.
We want to say,
let's figure out how to beat these guys.
That is the one thing about Adams Central. Loup City's the only D team. Adams Central's the only B team. None of these kids will have any determination whether they go to state or not. It was just another meet this afternoon against quality wrestlers at some weights.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I'll tell you, it doesn't matter if it's B, C, or D at certain weights. Eli Van Meter, he could probably medal in Class B. You know, so if we want to medal, that's the kind of guy we got to beat. So
that's what I was just going to say is I know what his goals are, and to reach those goals, you're going to have to beat somebody like Eli.
Yep. And that's the same with Austin Starkey and, you know, maybe Jeff Foth from Ord. Yeah. I mean, there's some kids that can battle at A, B, C, or D. They just do tough kids, and they get their technique down, and they got a lot of heart, and those are the kind of kids that are good to face and hopefully the kind of kids we become.
Well, Dan, we always appreciate you giving us some time. We'll talk to you again around district and state tournament time. Best of luck the next couple of weeks.
All right, thanks. Hats off to Ord, and I'm sure appreciate the coverage from you guys.
Thanks, buddy. Dan Lenoski, head wrestling coach of the Adams Central Patriots. We'll be back with the rest of the final results right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings and selection.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Clearing.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska. With our producer, engineer Stacy Johns, and Larry Baker, I'm Doug Duda, back with you at the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. Let's recap more of the results. We were at 132 before we talked with Coach Lenoski. In the consolation, Lucas Kinn of Centura, a 9-2 win over Kane Watovic of Wood River. And in the finals, Eli Van Meter of Gibbon, a 9-4 win over Derek Lenoski of Adams Central. At 138, consolation, Tyler Joseph of Adams Central, a Tech fall, 16-1 victory over Ryan Rogers of Kearney Catholic. And in the championship, Jeff Foth of Ord, 6-2 win over Heath Maurer of Donovan Trumbull. At 145 pounds, consolation, C.J. Cosgriff of Donovan Trumbull had to rally for a 3-2 win over Charlie Svitak of Wood River, getting the escape and takedown in the last 25 seconds of that matchup. Into the championship, Austin Starkey of St. Paul, Had a match with Cody Gilliland of Adams Central. He was trailing and then got him on his back and wins by a pin in 355. At 152 pounds in the consolation, Dakota Barg of Wood River wins by a pin in a minute 30 over Tanner Reineke of Kearney Catholic. Into the championship, Dusty Staub, a 1-0 win over Quentin Marvichka of St. Paul. Larry, those first half through 152, what was most impressive for you during that time?
Well, I really thought Eli Van Meter, truthfully. Derek Linusky is a great wrestler, and Eli Van Meter just really took it to him, really from a physical standpoint. And Riley Northrup, again, he's 7-6 going into that. He leaves this tournament 7-7. Wherever they go next week, he's going to be a 500 wrestler. He's just going to be seedable. Somebody in a quarterfinal match thinks they're going to get a kid that they're going to be able to whip, and he's going to put it on them. So I, you know, those really for me were kind of a couple big spots.
We're going to look at the results from 160 on up in just a moment. Remind you that the Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg basketball games are currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 at the half. Kearney Catholic leads the girls game 24-15. We're back with the Misco Sports Post Game Show here at the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in a moment.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all. Check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to our coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament brought to you by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer Seed dealer. We are at 160 pounds with our results. In third place, Cole Rosevet of Adams Central, a 13-1 major decision over Cole Swoboda of Ord. There was a lot of consolation matches that catch your eye, but boy, Cole really was strong in that match. And in the championship, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic, a winner by pin over Jacob Eckel of Gibbon. They listed it at 150, but it was only 50 seconds, that pin for Thomas Conley. At 170 pounds, third place, Manuel Sanchez of Loup City wins by a pin in 154 over Chaz Jansen of Adams Central. And in the championship, Johnny Ferrens of Ord, the quickest pin of the day, 10 seconds in the championship over Jacob Dakey of Kearney Catholic. He looked like Schopp out there. He underhooked him, and it was over.
Yeah, he just exploded on the whistle.
182 pounds, third place match, Alex Meyer, Adams Central. Central over Corbin Hank of Donovan Trumbull, a pin in 441 in the championship. Ethan Shambaugh of Ravenna, Shambach of Ravenna, 359 over Adrian Banuelos of Gibbon. Banuelos had a good day today and then ran into the number one wrestler at the state in Shambach, 359 the pin. At 195, third place goes to Jesse Lincoln of Adams Central, maybe the most heated consolation match of the day, a 6-5 win over Taylor Miller of Ord. And in the championship, Chris Swoboda of St. Paul pins Max Lawrence of Donovan Trumbull in a minute and 32 seconds. At 220, third place goes to Quentin Schaefer of Donovan Trumbull. He pins Jose Brito of Wood River in 230. And in the championship, Devin Kronk of Ord pins Trey Porter of Centura in 3 minutes and 44 seconds after Porter got the initial takedown in that match. And finally, heavyweight 285, Dennis Cabanning of Kearney Catholic, a winner by pin 449 over Nick Sir of Centura. And the championship, Clayton Lang of Ord defeats Kirby Mendek of Loup City in a pin in 40 seconds. Great day of wrestling here today, Larry. Despite all the injuries, we still had quite a few competitive matches. It seemed like they were more competitive in the lower weights in the championships and in the upper weights in the consolation.
Yeah, you know, individual match-wise today, tons of good wrestling and things like that. But to put the tournament into perspective versus last year, 228 points won this tournament last year by Wood River with 188 being the runner-up, Adams Central, 134 being third place with St. Paul, 112 won this tournament this year. And 112 points would have put you in fourth place, or excuse me, 144 points won the tournament, which would have put you just into third last year. So just the total number of points, you see 228 points by the winner. Pretty big difference.
Yeah, last year Wood River had 6 champions. This year Ord gets 5 champions, but not as much after that. Adams Central, second year in a row, they're the runner-up. They won it 6 or 7 years in a row, and now they're going to be looking to get back on top. And again, Adam Keating of Kearney Catholic, Jake Rickard of Wood River, Christian Berry of Adams Central, Storm Rathy Hoffman of Ravenna, all Anthony Pacheco of Kearney Catholic, that's 5 or 6 kids that I mentioned right there, were in the finals of this conference meet last year, were unable to wrestle at all today due to injury. One last comment. We'll wrap it up after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit, repossession, or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
It's the most unique high school basketball event in the state, the Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 11th, showcasing different schools and different classes in a pre-district neutral court setting, the beautiful and comfortable Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Spend the day. The 8-game event begins at 9 in the morning and goes deep into the night. Tickets are $12 for adults, $6 for students, and a limited number of $25 courtside seats are available at the Heartland Event Center ticket office or online at Ticketmaster.com.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Again, your final team scores here today at the Lou Platt Conference wrestling meet.
Well, we've got last year's. We'll get those two.
Here they are. 10th, Centura with 30. 9th, Loup City with 35. 8th, Wurvetta with 37. Gibbon was 7th with 82. 86 for St. Paul was 6th. Kearney Catholic 96 fifth. Donovan Trumbull 99 fourth. Wood River 1 point better, had 100 in third. Adams Central second, 136 and a half. And Ord wins it with 143, their first conference championship. Adams Central the runner up the last 2 years. Wood River the dominant winner last year, who went on to win state, finishes third here this year. Your champions once again here today at the meet. Damon from 106 up, Damon Rodriguez, Kearney Catholic, Tom Roach, Donovan Trumbull, Jordan Westcote, Wood River, Dalton Smith, Gibbon, Eli Van Meter, Gibbon. I think there's another one, Larry. Two Gibbon champions here today. Yeah. A lot of things you're just not used to seeing, and good for the Buffaloes. Jeff Foth of Ord, Austin Starkey of St. Paul, Dustin Staub of Ord, Thomas Conley of Kearney Catholic, Johnny Ferentz of Ord, Ethan Schambach, Ravenna, Chris Swoboda, St. Paul, Devin Kronk, Ord, Clayton Lang. Ord and Larry Baker, your final thoughts.
Yeah, I thought, you know, at the end of the day, it was a great tournament. The Lou Platt Conference is a tremendous conference in all sports. It's always been good in wrestling, and congratulations to the Chanticleers. Derry Trampy does a great job. And I tell you what a guy to be close to this year. He's the head coach for the cross-country team. They win the state title, and he wins the all-time old man fastest guy in the whole world contest.
And he doesn't want to leave the gym. He's still got the plaque in his hand. He's not ready to go home yet. It's been quite a year for Derry, and he's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Not only just because he's at Ord now, but he's still a great guy. Folks, thanks so much for joining us on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's has served Kearney in Central Nebraska for 40 years. They've closed the retail store in Kearney, but will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations with the same service you've known for years. And, of course, the headquarters for Ord is where Misco's is, 308-728-5261. Congratulations to the Chanticleers, and as you mentioned, great conference in all sports. The Lou Platt Conference Basketball Championships 2 weeks from today. Complete coverage of the Lou Platt and Fort Kearney Conference tournaments. The finals are in St. Paul this year, the semifinals and finals. And for the FKC, they are at the Vieira Event Center once again. And the brackets come out next week, the following week, a week from Monday. Action begins, and we've got it for you right here. Again, thanks to Brent Breckner, Dan, all the folks here, Coach Head, all the folks that have made our stay at Donovan Trumbull today a great one, great wrestling, and we'll see you again. Districts will be for the D3 at Elm Creek this year. That's 2 weeks. That's 3 weeks from today. And then the state finals, 4 weeks from today, and we've got it all for you here on the most comprehensive station to cover wrestling, Classic Hits 98.9. You've been listening to the Lou Platt Conference Wrestling Tournament, brought to you in part by Craig Weeches, your Pioneer seed dealer. Pioneer, science with service delivering success. For our engineers, Stacy Johns and Larry Baker, this is Doug Duda saying, enjoy the rest of your day. Kearney Catholic and Gothenburg basketball currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Have a great weekend, everyone.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeges, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
Misco Sports has served Kearney and the Central Nebraska area for 40 years and will continue to do so for many more. And even though their retail store in Kearney is now closed, Misco's will continue to serve the schools, teams, clubs, and organizations of the area with the same great service you've known for years. If you have questions, contact their main office in Ord at 308-728-5261. Misco Sports, serving Central Nebraska.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR sports presentation.
brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.